Hello and welcome to
Ghost Me,
a horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
So pretty today. We watched Thanksgiving from 2023. It's directed by Eli Roth. Everybody knows this guy, whether you love him or hate him. He did Green Inferno. He did Hostel. He also, now we could say, he did Borderlands, unfortunately. Yes. We saw this movie before. We saw it last year and decided to rewatch it again. And I think, I mean, the story of the movie, if you don't know, this was originally one of the fake trailers in Grindhouse from like 2007. So it's been a little while before they decided to make it. I totally forgot about it, but apparently this is like very different from the story in that. I think they had to let it go so they could actually create like a reasonable movie out of the premise. But I mean, it's very much like a classic slasher, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Even in the style of like using such a weird concept, like it always a Thanksgiving holiday slasher, because these exist for everything else. You know what I mean?
Oh,
there's like,
yeah,
the Valentine's Day one. I bet there's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah. Leprechaun.
You know? Yes. Yeah. There's one for every holiday. Now we got birthdays in there too. So it plays into that style of slasher, you know, where it's like very high concept, kind of silly, but it really goes pretty hard with the kills, or at least what's funny is my memory of seeing this is that the kills were like really brutal and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a year removed after like Terrifier 3 and stuff, it was like, oh, I guess this wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
They're still pretty good. Mm-hmm. And pretty creative. They definitely use like all the Thanksgiving themed stuff, which you would kind of expect. I mean, that's not really a spoiler. That's kind of like, that's what you're here for,
mm-hmm,
you know? What do you think about it now versus seeing it like a year ago?
I think I definitely liked it more watching it the second time.
I don't know why,
but I think I enjoyed it way more.
Yeah, it is. It's really fun. It's like, I wouldn't say it's this amazing movie or anything like that, but it's like, for what it's trying to do, it is really fun.
Yeah.
And it really works.
Yeah, I think if you're looking for something festive to watch for Thanksgiving, like this works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all the like tropey stuff. I mean, the movie opens with this like Black Friday stampede. That's kind of the thing that kicks the whole thing off. And everything about it is like the ultimate horror version of Black Friday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like everything is blown way out of proportion. We'll get into that more with the spoilers, I guess, but it uses a lot of stuff like that, where it's like these weird situations that are blown way out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing it does, like for better or worse, like I think people feel differently about this depending on what side of the fence you're on, but like, I feel like there are two versions of the slasher protagonist, you know? There's either like the really stupid shithead ones that you want to watch them get killed. And then there's the other like likable ones that you're rooting for. I tend to prefer that side of things. That's why I love Jason Lives so much, because it has like really interesting protagonists that you care about.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Is that like kind of weird to want to watch these characters die in horrible ways, and they're doing it deliberately, you know?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's just kind of like part of horror, though, too.
Yeah.
It's like that weird, twisted part of it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be like judgy or anything.
No.
Like, I still think it's fun. But that's very much what they do in this movie. They just really play them up as being the worst fucking people imaginable. Even in ways like there was a part early on where one of the guys said something about using his phone in the movie theater. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And it was like such a dumb little detail, but it's like immediately you're just like, oh, fuck this guy. Like, I think that's a universal like, oh, what a shithead thing.
Yeah. How selfish do you got to be of a person to use your phone during a movie?
Oh, this kind of person.
Yeah.
Like the kind of person that you want to watch get cut open with a fucking electric carving knife. Yeah. But it definitely leans into that side of things, which is unfortunate, because I think even the main character, without like getting too far ahead and spoiling things, I think they try to portray her as being like, oh, the good one in the group, but she still does all these things that are really shitty.
They're
like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm on board with her being like the good one. Like, I can't really root for any of them at the end of the day.
You can root for the cat.
Yes. I guess we should also say, if you're thinking like, oh, does the dog die? This is like the opposite of does the dog die. Yeah. It's like the dog is taken care of.
Yeah.
Or, well, in this case, a cat. But you know what I mean? It is actually saved.
Yes.
Which I thought that was an interesting way to buck from this stuff, too. Because, I mean, we just watched The Collector, and not to get into that on here, but that's kind of the opposite mentality.
Yeah, the dog dies pretty badly.
It's a way of, like, just taking things to an extreme that I think people are just not cool with anymore.
No, I was not okay with it, but...
Yeah. But I just bring it up because, yeah, it's funny to see in this movie that's so brutal and violent and so into, like, mercilessly killing these characters that you're growing to hate. You know, the fact that it's, like, really mean with all that shit, but then it's nice to the animals is, like, I think that's a good snapshot of, like, the state of horror
right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's definitely where we are. And I think that's great. Brownlow, was there anything else? I mean, you said you liked it more this time. I think I did too.
Yeah, I definitely liked it way more this time.
So still just a solid classic slasher. Like nothing more, nothing less.
Yes.
But let's go to spoilers. So I guess the other thing this does is it's the classic like, oh, who's the killer? You know, it's like a mystery person in a mask, which is another funny thing because you look at movies like Halloween and Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, all the classic ones, they were just like, no, that's fucking Jason. You know, it's like not a mystery.
Yeah.
I think maybe it was like Scream that kind of started that.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were ones before that, but Scream's probably the one that like made it mainstream and made it into this big trope. And yeah, this is, I think all the big slashers I can think of recently, aside from like Terrifier, which is totally going back to the basics with that stuff. I think most of them do the Scream thing where they make it into like a mystery, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, so I guess it's sticking to that kind of trend. And that winds up being a thing throughout the whole movie. There's all these red herrings and you're constantly thinking it's this person or this person.
They're all so shitty. They all have motive. That's the thing.
Yeah. And I was thinking, like, the guy who worked at the department store, there's a part of me wondering, like, oh, is that him? And there's a part where he's wearing a mask and he's, like, chunky as fuck. Like, not trying to, like, insult the guy or anything, but it's like, oh, that body type, that's not it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's him.
Yeah.
But I liked it from the beginning. They kind of set the stage with the Black Friday rush. It's like, on the one hand, it makes you really hate all the lead characters, all the young people, because they're just the fucking worst. And this is all, it is objectively their fault.
Oh, yeah.
all of this is their fault.
Yeah, their selfishness, like, totally killed people.
Yeah. It's not like, oh, some misunderstanding or something. Like, no, they caused this.
Yeah.
And then it's just the ultimate stampede to get into the store that results in, like, all these people dying in these bizarre fucking ways, like, getting rammed with shopping carts and shit.
Yeah.
Because we've both been to Black Friday stuff.
Yeah.
Like way back in the day. And it's funny because, I mean, my experience was like, it wasn't super crazy. Like, there were a lot of fucking people.
Oh, yeah.
And people were definitely like speed walking around. You know, they weren't like casually shopping.
Yeah.
But it never felt like dangerous.
Oh, no.
It was just more annoying.
Yeah. It was usually just like way too many people in a very small like space. Yeah.
It was usually like just feeling like I'm over this. Like, I just want to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was fun to experience.
Oh, yeah. Especially as a kid. Because, I don't know, it was kind of exciting when I was a kid. And my mom be like, well, do you want to go with us tomorrow? And it's like, okay.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And you can wind up making a whole day of it, like getting breakfast and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, it was fun. Never want to do it again.
No,
and
never.
I don't think we even do that anymore.
I don't think there's a need to like do that anymore.
Well, everything's online.
Like, huh?
Everything's like online.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Way off base here. But it is crazy how far it goes and how people are still like they're straight up a guy who dies and someone like yanks like a toaster out of his arms or something. It's like, God damn, people. Like, it was fucking crazy. But that's why I say it is like the ultimate horror version of this because it's just so blown the fuck up and so nuts.
And you have like the shitty like YouTuber kids, actually like TikTok kids, like taking live video like what's happening. I don't know if it was live. It might have been just recording it and posting it later, but still.
Yeah.
Not helping, just recording.
But that's what kind of kicks off the next part of the story, because it picks up a year later. And also one of these kids, who actually seems like the least shitty one, because wasn't he like, he was getting made fun of, I think, by the other guys and stuff. Like, wasn't there like some weird animosity?
Yeah, I don't know exactly.
Well, anyway, he breaks his arm during this thing and like moves away. And then the whole idea is, you know, Black Friday's coming up again, and now suddenly people are dying, like people who were involved in that big stampede. So that's how they build up, like, you wondering, like, ooh, who's the killer? Because it's like, who would want revenge for what happened? Because so many people were hurt during that. Do you remember the first time, like, who you thought was the killer?
I don't want to be that person, but I did think that it was Patrick Dempsey, the cop.
Oh, the cop?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
I know.
I believe you.
That's the thing is, like, sometimes I can be, like, really adamant. I'm like, okay, I know what it is. And I'm like, I do not get it at all.
Yeah.
But there are other times where it feels like, I'm almost positive it's this guy.
I totally thought it was the, like, shitty boyfriend guy. The guy is, like, hitting on her when she has a boyfriend and then swoops in after they break up. He's, like, he is such a fucking slimy shithead guy.
No, I think there was definitely parts of me that thought it was him, too.
Yeah, I mean, they build it up to point to all these people. But that was the one that I was like, oh, he fucking sucks. Like, he would do something like this. And he kind of disappears from the story, doesn't he?
Yeah, there really is no resolution there, I don't think.
He's just there to be a shitty red herring. Yeah, exactly.
He's gone for some reason and no one's talking. Wait, no, he did show back up because wasn't he, like, in her bed? But, like, that was it. Like, you hear nothing else.
I don't fucking remember. Don't know. Yeah. Oh, and we mentioned in the beginning, it was cool that there's a whole part with a cat. It's kind of, whenever you see an animal in a scene like this, you know, where the guy's expecting there to be a killer that's going to jump out, it's always like, oh, what are we going to do with the animal? Yeah. Like, hold on. But then the cat's fine. And when the killer is leaving, he goes back and, like, feeds the cat, which is like, okay.
I like
pretty
that.
Pretty good. So as far as the slasher stuff, I think what stood out to me is, like, the kills are, they're good, they're creative, but they're, like, they're very quick, and that's actually, it feels, like, nice. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to watch people suffer.
Yeah.
You can at least say, like, he's not super sadistic.
Yeah.
Even though he is setting them up like a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, I think we could argue that there maybe was one kill, like... She was, like, alive.
Oh, that one was pretty bad. I don't know why he went so hard on her.
I don't know.
Yeah, what did she do?
I think she's just, like, married to the guy. I don't know.
Crazy.
Well, I think she's, like, always pushing for the store to be open to make money. Oh, so there, maybe. I think there's that. I think they kind of nodded to that.
Okay. Yeah, everybody's to blame. It's fine. Yeah. Yes. But it's nice that they used all the little tropes. You know, you did have the carving knife. What else was there? I mean, there was the fucking oven where she was burned alive.
Yeah.
He uses the hammer, the meat. What
meat
do you call
tenderizer?
That?
Meat,
yes.
The meat
sure
hammer.
We can attribute that to Thanksgiving too. It's all food related. You know, he is doing a lot of, like, cooking them up and stuff.
Yeah, he was, like, basting her and putting salt on her, which was.
Yeah, that was horrible. I didn't like that scene. That was definitely the most sadistic.
It is sadistic, but I think, like, the concept is cool.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also hated when she was on the trampoline.
Oh, my God.
And was falling on the spikes. I don't know why that one stood out to me.
Yeah, there's something about, like, getting stabbed in the ankle.
Yeah. And just the idea you're stuck bouncing up and down onto these spikes and you can't do anything. That sucked.
Yeah, that does suck.
But I think the one with the saw was probably the most brutal. You know, where she just gets, like, thrown on the table saw and her guts are spilling out. That was pretty crazy. That was, I think that might be what stood out in my mind is, like, oh shit, this is a pretty brutal movie. But the rest of them are all, like, pretty fast and aren't that crazy.
I mean, we do get, like, a Texas Chainsaw scene where everybody's, like, sitting around the table, like, body parts.
Yeah, yeah. It totally is like that.
Yeah.
I didn't even put that together.
Well, I think there are a couple callbacks because in the beginning of the movie, they do that whole Halloween inspired, like, the first one.
Oh, yeah. It definitely has a lot of cool references.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool just because not only is that just a cool callback, it lends to the story, like, which is something I recognized the second time watching it.
Yeah.
Because he's the killer, so you see it through, like, Michael's eyes like that.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought that was really a clever way of doing that.
Yeah, I agree. It is crazy how he went from being this pretty normal guy to, like, putting a woman in an oven alive. Like, it, I guess they try to explain that in the end when it's like, oh, he was having an affair with the lady who was killed.
Right.
And she had his baby inside of her. It's like, okay, she I guess pregnant. She was pregnant. Okay. Yes, thank you. But I guess they just have to throw that detail in there just to be like, yeah, this is why he got so he crazy.
Snapped.
Yeah. Yes, he completely snapped.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's like, little extreme, man. Like, seriously. And it is funny how it uses technology in this because there's definitely been that turn. I think most people know about how, like, once cell phones became normal, suddenly, you know, horror writers had to be like, oh, fuck, we have to come up with a reason. So that's why there's always, like, that moment where they don't have any service or you see their phone get stepped on or something. Mm-hmm. It's like they have to include that. And the way this started to include social media, where the killer is using, like, an Instagram account or something.
Like, contact them directly.
Yeah, they'll, like, send them pictures and stuff.
It works.
I thought that was funny. Yeah, but it totally served the story. It works.
Oh, yeah.
But then it ties into it because that's how she catches his confession. She live streams it. So it uses all that stuff, like, pretty well.
Mm-hmm. I would argue, though, there's one scene maybe where belief kind of, like, fell away. Like, I couldn't suspend my disbelief was when the waitress was, like, locked in that closet or whatever, and she's bleeding.
Right.
And she's, like, swiping, and it's like, girly, just, like, wipe it off on
maybe
your shirt.
Maybe she was panicking, you know, we didn't say that. But that was pretty silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even remember that. But that's a perfect example of showing, like, oh, this is why she can't use her cell phone because she gets blood all over it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is cool how they definitely are trying to build up this new, like, slasher. Oh, fuck. Didn't we cover this before? Like, I couldn't figure out what do you call them? Killer?
Killers?
Okay, the killer. They're definitely setting up a, like, iconic killer.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have that scene where the mask gets, like, burned. And it's like, this feels really unnecessary to include. But it just makes it have that cool, like, burned effect. So now it's more iconic, I guess.
Yeah.
And that also made me think about the ending because he dies, quote unquote, in this explosion, but you don't see his body. So it's already like, all right. Like, there's going to be another one. We got it.
Yeah.
But having him die in a fire while his mask is also burned, I bet he's going to come back and, like, half his face is going to be burned.
That's awesome.
That just seems so obvious.
Whatever.
Right?
Yeah, it's fine.
I know what you're doing, Eli. Okay? I'm on to you. But it was a cool movie.
Yes.
Was there anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so. I mean, it's really fun. I think it's kind of just, it has just a little bit of the stylistic touch with some of the, especially, like, the Thanksgiving heavy kills.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, it's fun.
Very fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always down for a new slasher that's, like, high quality like this, you know? The taps into all the old school, like, slasher tropes. I mean, In a Violent Nature was, like, at least my favorite movie from this year just because of the way it played with, like, the slasher genre. Like, there's still room to make lots of fun slashers. And I blame you for getting me in the slashers. Because other than Friday the 13th, I wasn't, like, a huge slasher person.
Really?
Not really. You were definitely way more than me. I hadn't even seen the Halloween movies.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I think I just wrote them off as, like, oh, they're all kind of the same thing. You know what I mean? I found this weird, like, coziness in those old slashers. And it's just the predictability makes it feel, like, very comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's something to that I really like. Anyways,
mm-hmm.
You can go to GhostBeast.com for all our links. You can also search for GhostBeast Pod, and you can follow GhostBeast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything we cover.
Parmesan cheese ice cream. That's crazy.
Okay. How about this? Above, destroy all neighbors, but below, saw X.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Number 53 on our list. Our list is getting pretty big.
Yes.
Like and subscribe. We have a store at you can find it at ghostbeats.com. We're selling stickers. They're really cool. And you can follow us on TikTok where we post little videos pretty regularly. But that's it. I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings. Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details. Save big.